Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with and with me today from the Coffeyville Historical Society and Dalton Defenders Museum is Chris Crane. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am doing great. A lot of things going on as the paper you handed me. A lot of things coming up, including this Sunday. What is going on at the Dalton Museum gift shop?
Well, downtown is hosting their annual holiday open house for a lot of the different businesses. And this is the first year since we moved to the new location, we thought that the Dalton Defenders gift shop should host. So we will have some nice gifts in there, and we hope people will come and do a little bit of early Christmas shopping.
And so it's that's going to be a lot of fun. And now stepping in also as well that she works with the Historical Society, but she also works here at KGGF. We got Amy Dollar. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. And I could hear you while I was running in the back door. I think that
make sure you're a little closer to the mic there.
And I think you should not discount the gift shop definitely for shopping for Christmas gifts. My little grandbaby lives in California. Well, she's here right now visiting. But last Christmas we got her all Dalton Defender stuff and sent it out there. Set my son shot glasses. They love that. It's a good gift for home and for away.
I may have to swing by there. I hope my dad isn't listening yet. He listens to Open Line every morning. I may have to go by there because he loves stuff like that.
We have a new Dalton shirt design, and there's new mugs.
Oh, he would love the mug, so absolutely.
Oh, he would love the shirt. You got to see him. Oh,
I'll have to check him out. Those could be good gifts there. So anyway, again, that is happening Sunday, the open house at the Dalton Museum Gift Shop. On Thursday, November 13th or 14th, it's going to be match day.
Well, that's important to us, too, because it's important to a lot of nonprofits, all the nonprofits here in Coffeyville that are signed up with the Community Area Foundation, because that's the day you want to give. Your money is matched up to $40,000. And Coffeyville Historical Society, and we encompass the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Defenders Museum. So we are always in need of money. And there's many, many deserving nonprofits. Every one of them is deserving. But wouldn't hurt if you helped us out a little bit.
Absolutely. And that's a great thing, matching up to $40,000. I mean, that's definitely incredible, especially for this time of year. Coming up on several dates here in December, but starting on the 11th will be the candlelight tours at the Brown Mansion.
I'm excited about the candlelight tours.
Amy likes those, and it is. It's really pretty. This year, in honor of 2019 being our 150th anniversary of the founding of the town, we're shooting for 150 trees, 2 foot or taller. I'm not going to say 150 full-size trees, but if they're 2 foot or taller, yes. And I think we're going to meet the goal. And it's six different evenings, the 11th, the 15th, the 18th, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. each night. And it's $5 admission, I think, if you're age 5 and up. But there's entertainment each night.
Oh, it's awesome. Last year was my first time to experience it. And you know how you get to dress up and be a princess sometimes? This is when the mansion gets to dress up.
That's a good analogy.
And there are the different rooms you go in, and they, you know, the Violet's room will be all decorated up. Everybody works really hard to do this. And Violet's room will be decorated. The ballroom is fantastic.
Just full of trees.
Live music.
Very nice.
Well, different people, different community businesses and individuals decorate the room. So that's what's interesting, and they're not all the same. It's different themes. The Taft bedroom has a red, white, and blue kind of a presidential theme, and that's courtesy of Carter Automotive. So it's worth coming out.
Definitely. And again, the dates, 11th, 15th, 18th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Of December.
Yeah. Make sure you throw that in there.
Don't show up out there this month.
you'll show up and they'll be like, what are you talking about? That's a month away.
We're busy doing the actual decorating this month.
Also out there, it looks like there'll be some entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Lloyd Houck, who is a pianist from Moran, will be there three different evenings. Rachel Kozalka, who works for the Coffeyville Public Library, will be performing one evening. Joe Brooks, head of the Salvation Army, will be performing an evening. And then we're bringing in Jackie Hunt from Kansas City. She's a professional pianist, and she'll be playing.
Very nice. And also, there will be gift shop items out there as well.
Oh, yeah. We stock it up out there. We had really good luck last year. And honestly, we had almost over probably 1,000 people show up last year.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to see.
That's a lot. I mean, that's basically, that's almost like a tenth of the town, man, showing up. So,
the gift shop has... I did not know this. We have lotion from Magnolia's, Scents by Design and Independence. But don't think you can go. We have butter beer
out there, but I've got three. I've got peppermint this year, cranberry twilight, and Cleopatra.
Ooh.
And then we have some soaps this year, which is from Magnolia also. And those are also going to be available this weekend at the Dalton Defenders.
Absolutely. I love the smell
of
all that. I mean, the peppermint, I'm down for the peppermint. Yeah. So, yeah. So
my favorite is the butter beer.
It was special made.
And it was exclusively made just for the mansion. So you cannot buy it anywhere else but the mansion. I think that's cool. I wear it all the time. You smell it on me now.
I was actually in Magnolia and somebody came in requesting it and they said, no, that was only at the Brown Mansion.
Wow. So yeah, that's cool. Getting exclusive scent rights.
Scents.
Yeah, that's what I was trying. I was trying to think of the word. It wasn't coming to mind at the time. So, so anyway, that is a lot going on there at the Brown Mansion, the Candlelight Tours in December, a lot of entertainment and the gift shop items. And then on April 2020, next year, the Civil War encampment. Yeah, yes. I was about to say reenactment, but encampment.
The mansion's closed during January and February because that we have to clean up. And poor Amy, she's going to be in with this year.
Glitter.
Yeah, a lot of glitter, and it's a lot of work to get it cleaned up, ready for regular seasons, which starts in March, the first weekend of March. And we had the first Civil War encampment last year and decided to do it again, but it was in March and it was a little cold. So we're going to start the first weekend of April. And we had groups from Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas come and camp out there. And then they did demonstrations for the public that would come and watch. And we had tours at the mansion. And then you got to kind of see what life was like. And then they actually had reenactments of some battles out there, which was pretty awesome.
They did a march.
They did a march
for the
veterans over to Elmwood Cemetery because there is a Civil War Sailors and Soldiers Memorial over there, and they laid a wreath, and it's very moving. It's important.
Yeah, it was. We were at the farm show last year, so I missed it. But this year, with it being moved, I get to be there. But my nephew and my dad went, and they said it was very... My dad's always wants to teach us history, and he got to kind of teach my nephew a lot of what he was interested in. So it was really... They said it was... They'll come again. My nephew lives in Piedmont, Oklahoma. But yeah, they said the rain or shine, even if it's 13 degrees, they will be here for that
well,
again.
Well, we had Wayne Joplin, who is a retired... fireman, and he is a blacksmith, and he has his own forge, and he brought everything out there.
Oh, very cool.
And set it all up, and you could actually watch him in action. We had Caney Boy Scouts. They were kind of our concession. They did open cooking in cast iron, and they did chili, stew, cornbread,
cobblers. Love me some chili.
I did have some of the stew, and it was excellent. But it's just, we're hoping we'll get some more people out there, and we're going to start working on that, getting a little more vendors.
So a lot of things you guys are doing. Just for those who aren't familiar with the Dalton's Defenders Museum Gift Shop, or the museum itself, what are your hours of operation?
We are open Monday through Sunday. Monday through Saturday, we're open from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And on Sundays, we're open from 1 to 4. Now, this Sunday, the museum part won't open until 1, but the gift shop will be open at noon, just like all the other businesses that are involved in this open house.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about, I get my kids this weekend, and I've been told that that'd be really cool to take them to the museum. So
they would love it.
So I definitely want to bring them out this weekend, and we'll probably do it most likely on Sunday. So again, I get them this weekend, so I'm excited. I'm to have them this weekend because I get them like once a month. But two, they'll be excited about going to this as well.
We've had we opened the place up the 4th of October. We had a wonderful turnout that weekend, and we've been pretty steady. Of course, the weather plays a part of it, but, even when it's cold outside, this is the place to come to and it's warm in there.
Right, exactly.
And you can spend a few hours just looking at everything that's in there, and there's a great video to watch about the Dalton Raid. It takes about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And there's, yeah, so it's worth it.
Yeah, they'll like that because they love watching videos. So.
And don't discount it being open, you know, if it's a holiday or, you know, a lot of times
I think we're only closed Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So there's, if you're, you know, holiday weekend, long weekend, you think, oh, well, it's a long weekend. What are we going to do? Oh, it's probably closed. It's a holiday. Don't.
Well, both Amy and I have worked. We've spent weekends at the museum, and I think we both, you and your husband, my husband and I, we enjoy it. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, we actually are kind of missing the museum a little bit, the kids.
We worked last week, and we were happy to.
All right. Well, again, a lot of items going on. Of course, this Sunday, the open house. Then on Thursday, the 14th, will be match day at the Perkins Building from 7:30 to 5. The Candlelight Tour is December 11th, 15th, 18th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Brown Mansion, and then the Civil War encampment on April 2020, so April of next year. Chris and Amy, I thank you very much for coming in today and talking about all the great things you guys are doing.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we're going to head and take a break. We'll be right back right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.